No, you really don't. But I mean, you still watch film on them because they still do the same things from previous games. But they have a lot of playmakers on their team, and like I said, Kyle's a veteran quarterback with a lot of experience. So against a good team like the Bears, you have to bring your A game, trust your techniques, and work together as a team.
Are they a little different this year in the way that they've got so many playmakers, the way Jeffrey's kind of come into his own, and they got Martellus Bennett there now? And you know, in the past, maybe it was just kind of Marshall and then Forte and not a whole lot else.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, you got Ben is a great addition. Jeffrey is a good receiver as well. And like I said, they have a lot of weapons because at the same time, you keying in on Brandon Marshall, you still have Matt Forte in the backfield. So they have their weapons. And like I said, it's a rivalry game. It's always a close game with them. So it's going to take a group effort and a team effort all the way around.
I don't know how much you see him at the safety position, but what does Martellus Bennett kind of bring to that group as that big, you know, playmaking tight end to go with those two wide receivers?
Well, he's not like a one-dimensional guy. He can block in the run game, and then he can go vertical on you in the pass game. And anytime a tight end can go vertical, that's always a threat, and you have to watch that. And you can see him on film making plays in the end zone, going up, making great catches. So he's a great tight end, and like I say, you got to come prepared and ready for him.
What's your strategy playing a receiver like that can go vertical on you? What do you do?
You just trust the defense, trust your technique. And that's a situation with a player like that. You don't want to get outside of the scheme. Just trust the scheme, know where your help is, and it takes a group effort to stop someone like that.
Do you play off of them a little bit, though, or?
I mean, it just depends on the defense. I can't I don't give too much. It just depends on what defense we're playing.
Thanks, Mark.
Has it become a point where Alshon Jeffrey has become as much of a threat as Brandon Marshall? He's had such a good year thus far. I know Marshall has the reputation, but has Jeffrey started to emerge as almost being his
equal? Yeah, in my opinion, he's a big-time player. He makes big-time plays for their team, and he's a big receiver, has decent speed on him, and he's the type of guy where you can throw it up to him, he's going to go get the football. So you can't just go in there trying to key in on one guy because their offense have a lot of weapons around them. And so that's why I said with a team like the Bears, it's going to take a collective effort to try to stop those guys.